Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making 8 live radio broadcast show. Got a lot to talk about this Saturday night. We are really excited about what's going on today. Got to watch a little bit of Bull Ride earlier, the Fresno, California PBR event. Got the Sacramento Challenge going on right now. And we got a lot to get going here. We're gonna get started right away talking about a little bit of the Sacramento event. Mike White didn't make it over. I guess he got injured last week. And one of the things we saw earlier was Chris Shivers riding with a helmet for the first time last night, but aired today. Good to see him make both qualified rides with the helmet on. But Mike White decided not to. He's gonna take some time off and rest. But got a lot going on here. Got a lot going on with Making 8 this week. Really excited about what's been going on there. We're ready to talk rodeo. Got a lot of things for you to talk about if you're interested and find out what's going on. You can call us. Our number is 646-915-9940. That's 646-915-9940. If you log on to the Making 8 website, you can listen live. That also gives you our call-in number there, so feel free to call in. We're also on Yahoo Messenger. You can come in and chat with us there. You can also chat with us on the Blog Talk Radio chat site. That gives a direct link as soon as you click on the Listen Live on our website. So feel free. Let's talk some rodeo. Actually just looking at a replay challenge going on right now with the PBR event on TV. Don't know how many of you guys are watching it, but looks like he was real close to the 8 seconds there. Bull did a lot of belly rolling, but he came down a little early. I'm not quite sure if he made the whistle or not. We're going to step back and just kind of listen in. Yeah, his shoulder came in and hit the bull, so looks like he's going to lose out and end up paying the PBR a little bit of money for it. But like I said, we're really excited about what we have going on. Got to really thank Blog Talk Radio. Last week we did a little 30-minute show. It didn't go as well as we expected, but coming back after being gone for about 6 months or so, I guess it had a lot of cobwebs going on there. So today I'm going to sit back and talk. Hopefully we'll get you guys talking so that way I don't have to talk as much. But, we're really excited about what Making 8 is doing. We've got our shirts in. Met with the guy today, so we're going to start selling some shirts within the next couple months here on the website. I know we talked last year and tried to send out about getting some sponsorships and being able to sponsor some riders, and we fully intend to do that. It's not my intention to mislead anybody or make you think that we're full of it. Making 8 is growing, and this Making 8 outreach is exactly what it is, exactly what it says. It's we're reaching out to the fans. We want to bring the fans closer to the event. We also want to bring the riders closer to the fans. We want to make them we want to take them, help take them where they want to go. Obviously, they're the ones getting on the bulls, and you know, they have the courage to ride. We respect that. We understand that, and we're going to try to get behind them so that that way they can entertain all of us. And you know, like I said, I really hope that we can get some listeners out there to actually start calling into the show. You know, tell us what's on your mind. That's what we're here for. If you're interested, 646-915-9940. That's a direct link. It's through Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, we got to really thank them for what they've done for us. Setting this radio show up is really a good thing, and we're going to carry this thing out to the rodeos here this season. You'll hear us live at the rodeos. You know, not sure when we're going to get started. Hoping to get down to Lyle Sankey's Rodeo School in Homestead, maybe be able to broadcast a show there, interview some old time riders, maybe some up and coming riders, and you know, just get some opinions about bull riding. So that's why we're doing these shows now, trying to get some of the cobwebs out, starting to really get the show fired up, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to do something besides get me sitting here talking all the time. But you know, if like I said, if you're interested, call in. We'll talk rodeo. We'll talk about what, you know, what happened last night in Fresno, what you guys may have seen. You know, some amazing rides, some rides that I was kind of shocked by. You know, we also got the New York Invitational that happened last week. J.B. Mooney taking the taking home number one on that. So that was good for him. Scoring a 91 3/4 on Chicken on a Chain. So that was really good ride to see. You know, had last night had Cody Lostro scored a 94.5 on Troubadour. And you know, I watched that ride. I'm not quite sure that Troubadour bucked to the best of his ability to score 94.5, but that's what the judges gave him. You know, I'm glad for Cody that he was able to you know, to make that kind of ride. You know, scored an 88 3/4 on Little Bighorn to get things started. Was, you know, that's what sent him in, you know, to the new draw system. If you guys have comments or questions about the PBR and their new system on how they get to draw for their next rounds, the final short go rounds, you know, give us a call, 646-915-9940. You know, there's, like I said, a lot going on with the PBR. Just got word that the CBR is making supposed to be making an announcement on Monday. So we're kind of excited to hear about what they have to throw out there. You know, we got another show going on tomorrow night, so we'll be able to talk about the round two in the short go of the Sacramento Challenge. But, you know, if you guys got comments about the round one of the Sacramento Challenge or the earlier broadcast of the Fresno rodeo, give us a call and, you know, tell us what you think. You know, maybe you got somebody sitting at home that's got a birthday you want to send a shout out. This thing's going to re-air pretty much all week. You can always find it in our archives, so you can go back and check it out. You know, tell your friends. You know, we're really trying to get the word out this year. Like I said, we've got the Making 8 logo shirts coming out. We've also got some hats that are going to be made up here shortly. So we're really, really excited. And like I said, there's so many different ways you guys can get a hold of us. You know, if we're not on live, you can contact us through MySpace. You can contact us through the website. You got, you know, all my information posted there. So, you know, feel free to get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. If you're on MySpace, it's, you know, myspace.com/911rodeo. You know, the Make It 8 MySpace page is also, it's right there at the top of my favorites. So feel free to add it. You know, we'll talk. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the website. If you think that there's something that should be thrown on there, we'll be happy to look into it. So, you know, we're also on Yahoo Messenger at smbuc1 at yahoo.com. So add us on your messenger list. You can check us out, watch us on the webcam. Not a whole lot to see, but we're here. So, you know, we're happy about what's going on. You know, we're excited about this whole whole process. We're still trying to feel a lot of it out, so a lot of this is real new to us. You know, I haven't done this website, you know, real long. I haven't done this radio show very long, and I know a lot of you are probably thinking that I probably shouldn't be doing it long. So we're going to try to get some co-hosts in here and get some other guys talking on this radio show other than me. So until then, we're just going to sit back. We're going to watch a little bit of the round one of the Sacramento Challenge, and we're going to play some rodeo tunes. So, you know, if you're interested, you want to sit back, like I said, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Maybe you have questions about rodeo in general. You're just a fan. Maybe you're a rider and want to know what's going on in your area. You know, we've got access to stats and you know, what's going on within the different associations. And if we can't get it, we'll certainly do our best to hunt it down for you within a reasonable amount of time, hopefully by the end of the show. So, you know, get ready and enjoy the rest of the show. We'll be right back after this.
First moment outside of Abilene, I drew a bull named Lightning. I was barely 17. My mama called me crazy. She just didn't understand. She said she wouldn't be there, but I saw her in the stands. I threw one hand in the air and I said a little prayer. If I can just hold on as long as I can, this is a defining moment to see the kind of man I am. Just hold on with all of my might. I know that I will find the strength to make it through this night. If I can just hold. Everybody knows my name everywhere I go. The big show down in Houston, down to my final ride. I drew a bull named Tombstone. He had fire in his eyes. I heard he was mean as hell. Yeah. So I just whispered to myself, if I can just hold on as long as I can, this is a defining moment to see the kind of man I am. Just hold on with all of my might. I know that I will find the strength to make it through this night. Just hold on. I know I can survive if I can just hold on as long as I can. This is a defining moment to see the kind of man I am. Just hold on with all of my might. I know that I will find the strength to make it through this night. Moment outside of Abilene.
All right, guys. Well, we're still waiting on some callers, so if you get a chance, you want to call into the show, 646-915-9940. Like I said, you know, once you click on the MySpace page, makingaid.com, check out the, you know, the live broadcast. You know, we're really excited about what is going on. You know, we're talking live online. You know, there's several different ways you can talk to us. We want to hear from you, you know, whether you're a rider or just a fan, maybe somebody who's interested in the sport of bull riding. You know, we want to try to educate. We want to try to make, you know, make this a little bit more exciting for all of us. So, you know, we're going to carry on this tradition of bull riding. That's what we're here to do. We're reaching out to you guys. You know, that's where we got our name, Making Aid Outreach. And it, you know, that's what we're here to do. You know, we want you guys to get involved. So, you know, give us a call, jump online, you know, give us a shout out there. Let us know what's going on in your area. You know, maybe you're a local, you know, one of my friends that obviously have had a business card around, maybe, you're just interested in bull riding. You know, we're looking to be at the, Tampa Invitational February 6th. So we're going to be out there, hopefully representing Making Aid and, you know, being able to come back and have a lot to talk about that weekend. So, you know, you guys listen up, stay tuned, check out our website. You know, we're looking to get the schedule posted on there of when our radio shows are going to be. We're also looking at, you know, our MySpace pages. I'm sure everybody has seen them out all week. You know, that's how we're looking to get the word out. So you guys pass it along too. You know, let everybody know that we're out here and that, you know, we're excited about the rodeo season. I think 2009 is going to be a great season. Just watching some of the PBR events, you know, a lot of competition going on. Cody Lostro and Matt Bo or JB Mooney are really going at it for first and second. You know, there's a lot of competition there. Hopefully that'll hold out through the season and, you know, injuries will be reduced. You know, speaking of injuries with the return of Chris Shivers, you know, after he broke his nose and, you know, in I believe it was up there in Baltimore, but not 100% on that. It's good to see him come back. Chris Shivers is a you know, I'm a big fan of his. I like the way he rides. I like his dedication. I like what he had to say when he came back. You know, I believe it was Leah Garcia that was interviewing him, and, you know, when he stood there and, you know, same way I was taught, you know, is you can't sit back and wait for something to happen. You got to step out and make it happen, and that's what he has done. He's determined. He got himself a helmet. You know, he's not a big fan of it. Wasn't, you know, before, always recommended it to the guys in his schools. But, you know, he's finally broke down and got on it. You know, as uncomfortable as it is, it puts him outside his comfort zone, as I was taught. But, you know, he looks like he's getting back in it. Had two qualified rides last night in Fresno, and looking forward to seeing what he could do tonight. So, hopefully, if I don't get too distracted, you know, I'm not the greatest at multitasking, but we're going to do our best here. So, like I said, if you guys are, you know, if you guys are online, stop in Yahoo, add us, SMBUC1, or call into the show, 646-915-9940. We're going to play a couple more rodeo songs, and we'll be back right after this.
Tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bullkid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight
back. Austin Meyer just made a qualified ride, put him in ninth place, looks like 82 and a half. Also saw Sean Willingham make a qualified ride. You know, good to see him coming back. I'd say I'm a big fan of Sean Willingham's too. He actually went to the Lyle Thank You Rodeo School up in Georgia, same one that I went through down in Homestead. You know, one of the best schools, so if you're interested in bull riding, I would definitely recommend going through his school. You know, give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. You know, we want to know what's going on in your area. 646-915-9940. So call on a cell phone. Doesn't cost you anything, only your airtime. So give us a buzz. Let us know what's going on in your area. You know, let's definitely talk some rodeo. We're sitting back watching round one of the Sacramento Challenge. You know, if you're just tuning into us, we're glad that you're here. You know, excited about what Making Aid Outreach is doing. You know, this year we're really kicking things off. You know, excited for the PBR this year. They got a lot of close competition, you know, unfortunately with the retirement of Adriano Moraes and Justin McBride. But it sure has opened the door to a lot of new riders. So we're really excited about that. You know, we're talking online too, so if you're interested, you know, you can check us out. You know, you can add us to your messenger list on Yahoo Messenger at SMBUC1. You know, we're on a webcam there. You know, you can sit out and ask questions, talk rodeo with us. Talking with a friend of mine now from Mississippi, so got to give her a little loving out there. You know, she broke her heel, I guess, a couple weeks ago, so she's not been laid up, not doing too well, but she's here with us tonight, so we're glad for that. But we got rodeo fans, we got bull riders from all over, so you know, we know you're out there listening. Give us a call, let's hear what's going on in your area. 646-915-9940. I know you guys don't want to sit up here and hear me talk all night long, so you know, give us a call and tell us what you think. You know, let us know what's going on. You know, like I said, just sitting back watching round one, the Sacramento Challenge. Got to watch a lot of good bull riding earlier today in Fresno. You know, the guys didn't have to go too far, so that was good for them. You know, they had a good round last night, a lot of qualified rides, you know, really, really good. They had a lot of smaller bulls there, a lot of newer bulls that hadn't been out before, but, you know, guys really seemed to step up and cover them real well. I was really excited for that. So made it interesting for the fans, the ones watching on TV. So, you know, we're just making it happen. You know, if you get a chance, you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. If not, we're just going to keep playing some country music, sit back, listen to, you know, listen to the round one of the Sacramento Challenge of the PBR. So, you know, give us a call and shut me up, please, because I'm getting really old on the radio. I know it. You guys don't have to tell me. I already know what's going on. So, you know, we're excited though, and we're gonna kick this thing off right. So we're gonna send some love out for all the ladies out there, and you know, hopefully there's some country girls around listening.
Country, sing on the ground, swinging ball.
show them how to touch a girl does it one time now.
That was She's Country. So hopefully we got some country girls out there listening. You start getting involved, maybe giving us a call, telling us what you think of the rodeos in the area, what you're seeing on TV with the rodeos. Like I said, we're definitely here. We want to promote the sport of bull riding, and that's what it's all about. So, we're excited. And we're gonna kick this thing off right. 2009 is definitely our year. We got a few more things going on with the PBR. Cody Lestro is getting ready to go out now. Of course, he's number one in the standings, so we want to definitely see how he does on his ride for round one here in Sacramento. It's been tough on a lot of these guys. A few of them came out a little sore. Just watched a few of them get worked a little bit, but here comes Cody Lestro right now. Riding Crab Man turns into his hand. He's putting some spurs to him. Looks like he's going to get a qualified ride here, and he does. So looks like that's going to certainly help him stay on top of the standings, and we'll see what JB Mooney can do. Because I believe he's still coming up. Believe he had it tough in the short go last night, getting bucked off. But he looks like, Cody Lestro looks like he's really determined to get out there. So, we're just going to talk some rodeo. We're going to do some chatting here. We're going to play some more country music. Like I said, and I say country, it's actually more like bull riding music. It's the stuff that I use to get me going. But, actually just had Justin brought up in the booth talking, and glad to see him out there. I'm not sure if everybody knows, but I'm sure you've heard about it, that Justin McBride has his album out, and we're really excited about that. Lestro just took $5,000 on the Enterprise Ride with the Best, so he's out there making the money, making the points. He's gonna be a big competition this year. I think he's gonna be a contender towards the end as long as he can stay healthy. But back to Justin McBride, he's got an album out. Of course, I've got it. Love it. Listen to it all the time. So when you see us out at the rodeos, hopefully you'll see us coming out within the next few months. Like I said, looking to be at Lyle Sankey's Rodeo School in Homestead for 3 days. Really looking to get down there, motivate a lot of riders, and, just get back behind the chutes, work with the guys, try to get everybody pumped up, help them out, pull ropes if they need to. I'll go as far as cracking gates or pulling flanks, whatever it takes is what I want to be able to do. We're looking forward to a fun weekend down there. We're going to hopefully talk to the guys, explain to them a little bit about Making Eight and what we can do there for them. We want to help people reach their goals, and it doesn't just have to be bull riding. Bull riding is what I know. It's what I've done for the last 5 years, I'm excited for what I've been able to learn and accomplish. I I'm not riding because I choose not to ride. It's not because I can't. And, you know, it's just because, you know, because I've got a family to take care of. And that's, you know, it's a business decision I had to make. And, you know, I figured I'm going to serve the bull riding community a lot better by, you know, starting up Making Eight outreach and, you know, getting ready to do that than I am going to be getting on these bulls with these rodeos. So we're really looking forward to this year. Like I said, we got shirts coming out, so keep in touch with the website. You know, put it on your favorites list. Go back and check it often. We've got news bulletins going to be coming out on a regular basis now. You know, my wonderful wife is going to start taking on that responsibility. You know, so we're really gonna have a lot going on. But we've got to hear from you guys too. You got to let us know you're out there and that you really want to know what's going on within the bull riding community. You know, we can set you up with links. You know, to different websites to find out what you need. You know, we just want to be at like a central hub. You know, we want to be here to help anybody with any of the situations that they may have. You know. Sometimes a lot of people that don't have time, a lot of, you know, cowboys are out there trying to rodeo. They don't have time to get online and try to figure things out. We can do that for them. You know, you can keep in contact with us. I make myself available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My number's posted up on the website. You know, you can call me anytime, call into the show, voice your opinions about us or about this, you know, about rodeo, about bull riding, you know. So, you know, give us a call. If you want to call, we still got just under an hour and a half left. You know, we're going to sit here and babble as long as we can. You know, if it gets real quiet within the next hour, we may shut it down a little early. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can get some callers in here. We can actually talk a little bit about rodeo. So if you're interested, 646-915-9940. Like I said, you can log on. When you log on, you can also chat live with us. You know, if you're listening live right now, you can also chat live with us. We're on the chat room there. We're also on Yahoo at SMBUC1. So feel free to add us there, put us on your buddy list, and, you know, we'll talk. You know, maybe you don't want to talk on the air. That's fine. We can certainly talk, over the computer. That's what it's here for. That's why we're doing the internet-based business. You know, like I said, once we get out to these rodeos, we're going to have the computer with us. We're going to be running switchboards. You know, we're going to be doing live broadcasts from the rodeo so you guys can actually hear what's going on, talk to some riders, you know, get to understand what we're doing, what Making Eight is doing, what the riders are doing. You know, keep in contact with us. We're going to have a networking system a lot like MySpace, where you can, you know, you can log on and keep in contact with your favorite riders. You can, you know, communicate with your friends, find old buddies, you know, throughout the rodeo community. You know, that's what we're really here to do. So, you know, we're gonna kick back and play a little bit more, play some more country music, and hopefully you guys will, you know, give us a call.
First sight, he didn't take it personal when she get back home. And cowboy, up, dust yourself off. Get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got. Cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough. But they know they got to. Cowboy, up, dust yourself off. Get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got. Cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride.
All right, we're back. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and we're going to kick off some more music. But, you know, first I just got a comment on Yahoo about, you know, from a friend of mine. It says, well, I think rodeo is the greatest sports environment to raise kids in. I spent all weekend at high school rodeo, and we cooked and camped with people we had never met before, and I swear you thought we were raised next door. Rodeo is just one big family, and you know that's really true, and that's why I did rodeo for as long as I have. Enjoyed taking my kids around. I could take them out there and never have to worry about, you know, where they were hanging out. They could run around the rodeo arena. My oldest son is really big into it. You know, was really liked by the bull riders. Would you know, shake hands with them, and they're always willing to shake your hand. I don't know if you guys have been to a PBR event, but most of these guys will walk out there, sign autographs, you know. I had the opportunity to do that when I rode in the PBR event. You know, I got in as an alternate, and, you know, it really was a true blessing to be able to do that. It was a dream come true, and most of these guys are doing something that they absolutely love, and they're making money doing it, you know. And, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to entertain, but they truly appreciate it. It's not like a football game or a baseball game you may go to. And, you know, so, you know, if you got opinions on rodeo, if you got opinions on, you know, rough stock or even, you know, barrel racing or roping, you know, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're, you know, like I said, we're here to talk rodeo. You know, it's based around bull riding because that's what I know, but we're here for everybody. You know, we truly want to reach out, you know, and carry on the tradition. So, you know, if you've got something to say, you can log on, add us on, you know, Yahoo Messenger. You can also, chat with us live. So feel free to do so. Leave us a message, call into the show. You know, 646-915-9940. Make sure you call us. You know, this whole system is set up through Blog Talk Radio. Really got to thank them. You know, I'm excited about the opportunity that they've given us, and opened this up to voice our opinions about rodeo, to be able to talk rodeo. You know, this is something that most of the other sites don't have. You know, the PBR tried it a little bit last year, and, you know, it looks like they're going to do it again this year. I'm not sure if they are or not, you know, but, you know, we really want to get the word out there. Like I said, Making Eight is looking forward to having some actual riders as co-hosts on the show. We're going to have guest speakers, you know, they're going to be calling in. So, definitely tune into us. Let us know what's going on. You know, you know, something about the sport of rodeo is, you know, is how we interact with each other and, you know, the relationships that we have. And, you know, most of the guys that compete in the sport, you know, are best friends with each other. A lot of us ride together. I had a traveling partner, and if he won money and I got bucked off, I was more excited for him than I was about me losing. So, this sport is a great sport. We need to definitely carry it on, and let's keep this thing rolling. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Let us know that you're here. Contact us through the week. Leave us MySpace messages. If you want to get, you want to add me to your MySpace, it's, myspace.com/911rodeo. So add us there. Leave us messages. Let us know what's going on. Sign our guest book on our website. We also have a Make an 8 MySpace page. It's on my top list. So if you add me there, you can add the Make an 8, MySpace page and, sign our guest book there, sign that on the website. Let us know that you guys are out here supporting us. Hopefully you guys will really enjoy what we have. If you guys have suggestions or ideas, definitely give us a call and let us know what's going on. Like I said, this is still very, very new to all of us. We're just kind of feeling it out and having fun with it. So, we like what we're doing so far. If you don't, call us up and let us know. We're okay with that. So, tell me to shut up and, just play country music or something. But we definitely want to hear from you. So let us know what you think. In the meantime, we're just going to play a few more country songs. And, we'll go from there.
The best man is gonna be just a friendly dog father and son. He said, son, I know that you're number one, but you know it's like I always said, just right before you nod your head, you know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg at first. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chest.
All right, guys, we're back again. A little over an hour left in our show. Only got about 10 minutes left or so in the PBR event in Sacramento for round one. So, you know, been really exciting. They brought a lot of new bulls out there. And, you know, so it's kind of interesting to see how some of these guys are able to make scores, but a lot of them are getting re-ride options just because of the fact that bulls are scoring real low. But, you know, we're happy to be here. You know, we're excited about the bull riding events this year. And like I said, hopefully we're going to make an aid is going to be able to contribute to that. You know, we got a lot of things on our deal this year coming up. You know, we're hoping to have contests on the show where callers can call in and, we'll be able to send them out some prizes. Obviously it's not ready just yet, just because of the fact that we don't have, you know, we don't have the shirts and the giveaways just yet. We're looking to get some sponsors, you know, to help us, carry this thing along, and hopefully we'll be able to help out the riders or the fans by, you know, maybe getting hotels or getting tickets to these rodeo events. You know, we're really excited for that. So, we're going to work with these associations. You know, hopefully, you know, it'll be a rodeo in your area. You may think that because we're based out of Florida that we won't be able to reach out to you, but I tell you, I think you're wrong. And I think if you just hang on in the next year or so, we're going to be out that way. You know, we're looking to do a lot of traveling to a lot of these different rodeos. You know, we're going to be with the PBR hopefully quite a bit and be able to really get our name out there. And hopefully you guys will buy our shirts and stuff, because you know, that's where we're going to make the money to be able to carry on and continue to do this. You know, we want to sponsor bull riders. We want to to promote the sport of bull riding. And the only way we're going to do that is if you sponsor us. So we want you as a fan or you as a rider to get involved. You know, develop a relationship with Making Eight now. You know, and I can guarantee it'll be a reward for you later on. You know, we really want to be able to help riders get to where they want to go, especially now with the way the economy is. Times are tough. It's hard for fans to get out to rodeos as well, you know, but we know that you can still do it. You know, we know you still want to do it, and, you know, we're going to help you get out to the rodeos and keep in contact with your riders you know, become true bull riding fans. Like I said, I got riders that I respect greatly. You know, I've seen them for many years coming up. You know, I've definitely watched the sport of bull riding since I was a young kid. You know, from the days of seeing Tuff Hedeman ride in the PRCA, you know, before the PBR was even developed. You know, just saw LJ Jenkins go down pretty hard. But they got a lot of young guys out here that I have a lot of respect for as riders, a lot of determined guys, and a lot of veteran riders like Chris Shivers. Like I said, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. You know, he really has a lot of try still. And, you know, hopefully he'll have a great season this year. I wish him the best of luck, you know, as well as all these riders. You know, it's hard. I hate dealing with injuries. I had to deal with probably at least one a year whether it been broken ribs or, you know, broken fingers to, you know, head injuries. You know, never rode wore a helmet when I rode, but, you know, one of my challenges was that if I got back in competition that I would be wearing one. And, you know, I promised my kids that because they were there when I got my last head injury, you know, and they sent me out on a helicopter on that one. So, you know, by the grace of God, I'm still here, and we're just going to, you know, we're going to turn this thing around. Like I said, if it wasn't for that, you know, that injury, I probably wouldn't have this website, wouldn't be able to have this this thing going the way it is. So, you know, sometimes I guess you got to thank God for unanswered prayers, and, you know, that's really what we're looking at. Reese Cates is making an excellent ride right now, digging some spur and a little spinning bully he's got. So, you know, see what his score is coming up. Oh, he just got trampled too. That was a nasty little shot he took there at the end. But scored an 89, got a good score, but I know that last little bit hurt, and that bull just kind of ran him over. But if you're interested in giving us a call, talking a little rodeo, 646-915-9940. It's posted on the website. You know, like I said, program it into your phone. When you know the shows are going to be on, just call in and find out what's going on. You know, give us a call. We'll talk rodeo. You know, you can listen in. I believe you can listen in through your phone if you've got web on your phone. You know, log on to the website, and or you can go straight to Blog Talk Radio. I believe you can connect that way. Type in Make an Eight, and you should be able to get us in there. You know, listen to the radio show. You know, like I said, call us up. Tell us what you think. You know, voice your opinions. You know, let's talk some rodeo. We've got about an hour left in the show. I don't want to have to babble all night, but I will, you know. So just to let you know that we're here, and we're going to be here. So, you know, like I said, getting really excited about what we're doing here. You know, I really can't say anything else than that because, you know, we've got it. We're one step closer to being out there. Like I said, we're definitely going to be at the PBR event February 6th, you know, so we're going to be able to represent out there. Like I said, also looking to get to Lyle Sankey's, you know, bull riding school in Homestead, Florida, coming up in March. So, you know, we got quite a bit going on. We're going to be down in Daytona for the races coming up on Valentine's Day weekend. You know, we may do a live show out there. We may do a broadcast from there that evening after the races or something. You know, we'll just have to plan it around our schedules and see what happens. But, you know, we're excited for it. And we know it's going to be a good year for us. It's going to be a good year for bull riding. And, you know, we're just going to roll with it. So, you know, we're going to play a few more rodeo songs. And, you know, we'll be back. If you're interested in calling, make sure you call us now. If I don't get to you right away, just stay on the line. I'll be with you momentarily, I promise. So 646-915-9940.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. She's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. It's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. He's got a simple solution, just about anything.
All right, we're back. That was cowboy logic. You gotta love that. Just watching some great rides, watching some great bull riding going on right now. I actually wanted to touch a little bit about the PBR has the out of the chute brand new video game coming, just came out this year. I actually own it. I own it for the Wii and I own it for the PlayStation 2. Not a very bad game, I can tell you, to start off with. Still have a lot of kinks they need to work out, but, I'm happy with it. I think that they can do a little bit more to tune it, but I'm excited. If you got an opinion about it, or you want to know about it, where to get it, give us a call. Like I said, you can comment on it. I'm not the greatest at it yet, but, certainly working my way up on the profile, definitely making the Vegas rounds, unlocking a few of the bulls that are on there, so that's been a lot of fun. Giving me something to do while I'm on the ambulance for 12 hours in between calls, maybe sitting at the hospital for 10, 15 minutes or so, I'll break out that game and play it for a little bit. So it's a lot of fun. Also going to sign up for the PBR Ultimate Fantasy. Actually going to do that right now. So, like I said, if you got some time, you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's talk some rodeo. Looks like, don't know if that's JB that's coming up now. It actually looks like Chris Shivers is about to ride. So we're gonna watch him just a little bit, see how he does with his ride. Like I said, I want to see how that helmet plays out for him. Really excited that he's able to compete like he has. So we're gonna sit back and watch him take this ride. Looks like he's getting ready to go. He's got his hand tied in. He's sliding up there on the rope now. He's back out to the right, away from his hand. Oh, he's off at 6'2". Ty Murray's talking about how the adjustments that Chris Shivers was making. He did a pretty good job with it. Like I said, I know it's not easy for him getting used to that helmet, but, that's only an excuse is the way it was taught to me is, you can come up with all kinds of reasons on why you did it, why you came off the bull. You know, but and I know Chris Shivers, he's not the guy that's going to make an excuse for it, and he's not happy about it. But hopefully we'll see him back in round two tomorrow night, and we'll be able to talk about him a little bit more. So, like I said, just good to see him back in competition. I'm a big fan of his, and you know, we're gonna continue to watch him the rest of the season. Hopefully he'll have a good year as long as he can stay healthy. And I think the more he rides with that helmet, the easier it's going to be for him. So, like I said, if you guys have comments or questions about the PBR event or about Macon 8 and what we're doing, maybe some rodeos in your areas, you know, if you want to find out information, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to cut back, play a few more rodeo songs, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, I don't know how many times he taught her a lesson that she learned. Maybe a little too well, cowgirls don't cry. Rise, baby, rise. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough. Babies, he started coming home late at night. She didn't let him see it break her heart. She didn't let him see her fall apart. 'Cause cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough. Come home. This is it. I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. The last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, sure, all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why. If you fall, get right back home. The good Lord calls everybody home. Cowgirl, don't cry.
That was Cowgirl Don't Cry. So, you know, it's tough out there. And, you know, I've one of the most respected things I've ever seen with a little barrel racing cowgirl, you know, run into a fence after she got done running the barrel and ran smack into the fence at the end, got thrown off the horse. As a matter of fact, came out of her boots and actually went right back out and did a curtain call. Never shed a tear. So, you know, there's some tough cowgirls out there, that's for sure. I just saw some pretty big wrecks happen. Watched a couple decent rides out there. Like I said, a lot of these bulls are real new. They're doing their PBR debuts, and you know, just because they're doing their PBR debut doesn't mean that they're fresh. You know, a lot of these bulls have been busting some of these smaller circuits, which is how the PBR finds out about them, and how the stock contractors want to really give them a try. They got to work their way up, and they start out in the smaller circuits like I was riding in. I have seen a lot of the bulls, and I believe there's going to be several of them there in the Tampa Invitational that were that I've ridden throughout the year. So I know Five Star Rodeo out of Florida here, they're bringing in five bulls, I believe. So, really excited to see some of those bulls come up in the PBR. Haven't quite seen the bull like Little Yellow Jacket, since they retired him, but really can't wait for him to come out, because I think he's going to be, I think he's going to be one of the legends in bull riding. He's definitely one of the top bulls. It looks like Ryan Dirt Eater so far is going to be the top rider in this first round. So we'll see if he can hold on to that spot. And then, of course, we've got round two tomorrow. So tune in to Versus, listen, watch the PBR, and then call us and talk about it. We're open to suggestions. We're open to comments, anything that you have to say about the PBR, about, even us and what we're doing. Like I said, if you get tired of hearing me and want to hear me shut up, just give us a call and say, hey, man, shut up. And, like I said, we'll play some country music and hopefully get you guys, in the bull riding groove. A lot of these guys may be coming back from a rodeo, or maybe you're listening to this show before you go out to a rodeo this week. Maybe you're going out to the practice pen. Hopefully this this broadcast show will help you get into it. So, listen in, tune in, let us know that you're here, though. Give us a call if you're interested, 646-915-9940. Tell us what you think.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bared down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious.
All right, we're back watching Robinson Palmeiro. You know, just try to hang on tidy white. He couldn't quite do it. Was off, you know, believe he was off at about 7.2. And man, what a tremendous ride. What a good bull he was. He was to the left, he was to the right. You know, really gave Robinson Palmeiro a tough ride. So no, he probably would have been around the 90 point range if he'd have been able to hang on. So it's kind of disappointing for him there. But you know, had some pretty decent rides tonight. Nothing over 90. Had a few. I believe we had three rides over 90 yesterday. You know, or last night. Looks like Team Enterprise really kicked things off. They came in first, second, and third. You know, in the PBR event in Fresno, but you know, we got the Sacramento Challenge round one tonight going on. You know, we've got some pretty decent rides out there. You know, had some guys that unfortunately didn't quite hang on either. So got a lot of fresh bulls though. And that bull just kind of laid down coming out of the chute there, and they threw the red flag out real quick. He's going to get a re-ride on that one. I mean, that bull just laid down coming out of the chute. So looks like that was Nunez, the cowboy there. But, yeah, they'll give him a re-ride, let him come back and try to do this thing again. Like I said, if you're interested in calling us, 646-915-9940. You can also chat with us live through the Blog Talk Radio site. You know, you just click on the chat now, you know, link, and, you know, we're there. You can also add us at your Yahoo Messenger at SMBUC1. That's SMBUC1. Click on that, you know, like I said, get connected with us, and, you know, hopefully we'll get in touch. We want to find out what you guys think about bull riding, or what you guys think about making eight. So feel free to offer up. We're here to take your advice, but we're also here to give a little. If you have questions or comments, let us know. You know, we got I guess about 40 minutes left in our show, and we're just going to keep rambling on here unless we get some callers. So you know, definitely call us up. Tell us what you think, okay?
Thing of them, sin and the rain.
We're back with some more bull riding action. Looks like J.B. Mooney scored an 81 and three quarters. Pretty low scoring ride there, but he did make the eight. Not sure if he's going to take a re-ride because he took a pretty good shot at the end there getting off. Looks like Guilherme Marchi just made another qualified ride, scored an 82 on Risky Business. So looked like it was a pretty easy ride for him. Bull just kind of stayed in one spot and jumped up in the air a whole lot. But, didn't give him too much of a challenge. But he is the world champ. And, we'll see how he does tomorrow in round two. Hopefully he'll get some good scores there. Kind of defend that title there. You know, Renato Nunez is getting his re-ride right now on Little Bow. So we'll see what's going on with that ride. Like I said, not sure if J.B. Mooney is going to take his re-ride or not. I kind of missed that there, cutting back to the from the little break we just took. But as soon as we get done with this, we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming events that we have going on. Making eight is got a lot with these with this new apparel. We want to thank our guys that are working with us on that, to get our gear lined up. And, like I said, if you're still interested in calling and voicing your opinions, if you've got suggestions or ideas, give us a call and let us know, 646-915-9940. So it looks like a lot of these bulls here, that are here at Fresno were, like I said, making their PBR debuts. I'm not sure if they're just a little nervous in those bucking shoots with the crowds or what the deal is, but looks like quite a few of them had a little bit of a hard time. But, like I said, when you log in, we also got our chat room open back up again. It's just a very basic chat room for our website. You can go in there and click on the link that says chat now. It'll bring it up. You can register your name. Come back and talk with us during the week. We're going to try to be on there as much as we can. Hopefully throughout the year we'll be able to upgrade our chat room there a little bit, but at least you can stop in and say hi. We also have the forum page, so if you have comments or suggestions about the rodeo, maybe you have an idea for the website, something that you'd like to see, definitely leave it there on the forum page, or you can contact me directly. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us, and like I said, that's what we really want to be able to do is keep in contact with you. That's why we make ourselves so available to you, whether it be email, MySpace. We also have a Facebook page. You can always get a hold of us. So that's what we're really looking to do. We want to keep in contact with you, get your thoughts and ideas, and hopefully we'll be able to carry on this tradition of bull riding that is such a great sport. It looks like Nunez finally got out, makes a qualified ride. Looks like he may get a pretty decent score, but we'll see what the judges score him here. 89 and a quarter. I believe that's going to put him up in first place. So that was a good ride for Nunez. He looks like he's going to jump up there and do his back flip off the chute there. And he does. He's one exciting little guy to watch. I believe he's another Brazilian. Those guys are really, really tough. He's also part of Team Enterprise this year. So really exciting to watch. And that's kind of what we're looking for to be able to do is get some real exciting, real dramatic guys that can ride and that are really inspired by the sport and love doing it. Those are the guys we're going to really want to contribute to their bull riding season. So, if you're a rider out there and you're wanting to get sponsored and know that times are tough, get involved with us now, develop a relationship with us, because that's the way we're going to pick our guys, our riders that we're going to sponsor. And, just like Team Copenhagen are out there and Team Enterprise are out there, well, Team Making Eight is soon to be out there. And, you guys are going to see it. You'll see it on the shirts. You'll see it on our, on all of our websites. We're gonna promote you as much as you are promoting us. So if you're if you're interested in getting a sponsorship this year, possibly, may only be a partial sponsorship, but it'll be something. And something is more than what what a lot of cowboys are getting right now. So, you know, if you want to be a part of that, get involved with us now. Let us know what you think. You know, give us some suggestions on how we can help you get to where you need to go now. Like I said, things are really tough getting this business started, but we're here to reach out, and that's why we named this whole company Making Aid Outreach, because that's truly what we want to do, is reach out to everybody that's involved in the sport of bull riding, whether you're a fan or a rider, maybe a sponsor, maybe somebody who's doesn't know anything about bull riding and wants to get involved. So that's what we're here for. It looks like Renato Nunez is first, and Ryan Dirt Eater is second. All the rides are from 89 down. We got at least 10 qualified rides right now. I believe that's going to do it for round one here in Sacramento. Cody Lostro is still first in the overall, but JV Mooney is second. We'll see what happened with his leg, because he was limping out of the arena after his ride. Hopefully he'll be okay, and we'll see how he comes out tomorrow. But like I said, exciting night, exciting weekend for bull riding. Getting to watch two bull riding events with watching Fresno earlier today on NBC, and then being able to step out and watch the Sacramento Challenge here on Versus, and we're definitely going to tune in tomorrow night and watch round two. If you guys are coming back from the rodeos, or maybe you guys are done watching it on TV, we got about 30 minutes left in the show. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Tell us what you think. Let us know what's going on in your area. We want to hear from you. We want to know that you guys are out there, and we know that you are. We've got a lot of guys coming in this week signing our guest book, and we're really excited about that. We're starting to make contact with people, and like I said, soon you're going to see the Making Eight stuff out there. You're going to see it in stores, and you're going to see it on our website. You're going to see it on eBay. You're going to see it just about everywhere. Hopefully you'll be able to see us out at a rodeo near you as well. One of the things we're going to do is set up and do a pre-rodeo tailgate party. We're going to set up. We're going to bring out the PBR out of the chute video game. We're going to get guys involved. We're going to have you challenge some of the riders at the event. Really excited for that, and think that it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be able to sponsor some of our riders. You're going to see Team Making Aid out at these rodeos, and like I said, hopefully it'll be near a rodeo near you. So keep in contact with us. Let us know what you think, and we're going to take a short break. 646-915-9940. Phone lines are always open. Give us a call and tell us what you think.
$1 million prize, and it's just Saturday. But the bull's with a cowboy on his back.
Cowboys and cowgirls, that was Buck 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 by Sonny Ledford. Gotta love their music, gotta love the albums that they brought out for the PVR. I get real excited every time I hear them, just because I had the opportunity to ride in the PVR, and when I did, they were playing their songs, and it just got me all fired up. So hopefully that'll get you guys ready for the rodeo, get you in the mood. You know, like I said, we're here, been on for a little over an hour and a half now, and we are tired. You know, we have been just sitting here talking, haven't had a caller yet. You know, we're still looking. We got about a little over 20 minutes left in the show. You know, if you guys have something that you want to say, you want to talk rodeo, we know you're out there listening. You know, give us a call. Let us know what you think. Voice your opinions. You know, talk rodeo. Anything to do with rodeo, anything to do with what's going on, you know, maybe you want to comment on a website or some ideas that you have. Like I said, we're definitely open to suggestions. This is a new thing for us. This is a up and coming, business. It truly is an outreach, and we want to reach out to you, the fans, as well as, you the riders. So if you're a rider out there and you're interested in, learning how to get more involved in rodeo, maybe you want to know how to get sponsorships, call in and we'll talk, we'll try to set you up with what we can, we'll offer up our advice. Everything that we do give is going to be advice, you can take as much of it as you want. I'll tell you what, you got to give me something to talk about. I can sit here and talk about bull riding all day long. I got people popping up on my Yahoo, that are listening to the show right now, throwing me all kinds of comments. Few of them may be, just rodeo fans. Maybe you're not the biggest fan of bull riding, but we want to bring you closer. That's our main objective. We want to keep people connecting. We want to keep you connected to, to the sport. We want to keep you connected to rodeo. We want to get you involved. get you involved with the riders, and we want riders to be in contact with the fans. We want to get your name out there. We want to publicize you. So if you're interested, if you want to take part of that, definitely give us a call, 646-915-9940. You know, I'm up here babbling for the last 20 minutes. You know, still looking to take some callers. If you're interested, give us a call. We're going to play some music, though, in the meantime. You know, if you want to call, hang on the line, and we'll get back to you just as soon as we get back from the song. So we'll be right back.
They just put me in the chute, someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back. On your back, 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 back.
All right, another Sonny Ledford song, Get Off My Back. You know, we're running out of music here, and we've been playing all those songs, and unfortunately, if we don't get callers tomorrow, we're going to have to play the same thing. You know, I'll keep working on getting some more music downloaded to the switchboard here. But, you know, we really want to hear from you guys. So if you get a chance, give us a call. We got a little over 15 minutes left in the show, 646-915-9940. You know, like I said, call us, tell us what you think. You know, hopefully you'll be able to watch the PBR round two of the Sacramento Challenge. And, you know, maybe you got some opinions or you know, just want to comment about the PBR event that you know, we're all going to get a chance to see tomorrow night. Give us a call. You know, put it in your phones. You know, the guest call-in number is going to be the same number every week, 646-915-9940. You know, the number is on the web page when you link it up, bring it up. It's also on our main page, our home page of making8.com. So you know, get in touch with us, let us know what you think. You know, we got a lot of young guys out there listening. You know, we're excited for that. A lot of possible future bull riders, and you know, we want to make them aware of the sport and how they can become successful. You know, we want all our riders to become successful, but the only way they're going to become successful is if us as fans get involved and really support what they're doing. And you know, that's what Making Eight Outreach is really trying to do. You know, we're gonna get involved. You know, we're gonna set this thing up right. We're gonna help the riders get to where they need to go. You know, you guys, you know, are gonna support us. We're gonna support the riders. You know, it's a chain reaction. Then you guys are gonna get, you know, closer to the riders. So, you know, that's what we're here for. You know, but it's not just about bull riding. You know, we want to help everybody succeed in their goals, whatever they may be. You know, so maybe you're a young little cowgirl out there interested in barrel racing. You know, we want to help you get involved with that too. You know, we're open to suggestions. Maybe you want to become a calf roper. You know, we're open to help you in any way we can. That's what Making Eight Outreach does. You know, like I said, even though we may be geared towards bull riding, you know, we're open to help anybody. And you know, we want you to reach your goals. You know, I've been fortunate enough to achieve a lot of my goals throughout the years, and you know, it makes me feel old to say that, but you know, the guys that I was competing with were a lot younger than I was, and I realized that I don't heal quite as fast as some of these other guys. But you know, doesn't mean that you've got to quit and walk away either. I mean, you know, anybody can compete at any age. So, you know, we're just going to, you know, we're going to help everybody on every level that we can. Maybe you're a young cowboy or cowgirl that just wants to get started. You know, we'll help you. We'll get you set up with the right people, and, you know, we'll get your questions answered. So if you have questions, you know, you have comments, call us up, 646-915-9940. You know, we have had a blast doing this show. It was a two-hour segment. We, you know, we were only going to do an hour-long show. We extended it 2 hours because the PBR event was going on live. You know, we wanted to be able to comment on that as well as talk about some of the other stuff. We got to play some bull riding music, you know, kind of get everybody in the mood. You know, if you have suggestions on music you want to hear, you know, while you're listening to our show, give us a call. Let us know. We'll try to get it for you. You know, we're really here to get this thing rolling. You know, I am going to spend last couple minutes just talking about what Making Eight has going on now that the Sacramento Challenge is over. You know, we have our apparel coming out. We're going to have you know, ball caps. We're going to have you know, with the Making Eight logos on them. You know, the logo is going to be the same logo that you see on our website. We're going to have T-shirts made up. You know, we're going to have some flashy slogans with them. If you have ideas or suggestions, stuff you want to see on shirts, by all means, let us know. You know, if, you know, we have the opportunity to be able to, you know, get those things made up, you know, we'll send you a free shirt. You know, we'll be happy to do that for you helping us out. So, you know, let us know what you think. You know, try to get involved. We definitely have to thank CSA Baker Boys. They're the ones that are doing our shirts and everything, and they're getting it started for us. My shirt's already in. It's in the process of being sewn on. You know, we're getting our logos put on these shirts, and you know, we're going to be at the PBR event with them. So we're extremely, extremely excited about that. You know, like I said, we're also going to have prize contests coming up, you know, through the show. So you're going to have to tune in and listen live, call into the show. You know, if you're a caller that happens to be able to answer the questions that we have, we may have some trivia questions for you about some of our previous episodes, maybe the night before, maybe about the PBR events, you know, that are going on. You know, if you happen to be able to answer those questions, we'll get you some prizes sent out to you. You know, we're really excited about it. You know, that's one of the big things that we have as in mind as a goal, you know, is to get you as a fan involved in the sport of rodeo. And, you know, it's one thing to be able to pay your money and go and watch a rodeo. We appreciate it. We know that we couldn't do it if you guys weren't out there watching it, you know. But we want to get you, we want to get you more involved. You know, we're going to give away tickets to rodeo events, you know, maybe rodeo events in your area. We're definitely going to work on that. You know, maybe some PBR events. We're going to, you know, maybe just throw out, you know, hotel, you know, discounts or things like that, you know. Maybe two tickets to Disney, who knows, you know. But those are some of our goals that we have coming up this year, and they will be happening this year. So you guys just hang tight. Listen to the radio shows. You know, log on to the website, sign our guest books, check in with us. You know, stop by and say hi on the website. My phone's always available. You know, you've got my, my cell phone number, so don't hesitate to call me there. You know, we'll be back in touch with you guys. And, you know, we want to hear from you, though. We want to know that you're out here and that, that you're getting involved. So 646-915-9940. Definitely call us up. You know, we're probably going to break out of here a little bit early. We're going to cut back with maybe one more song, and then we'll be back and we'll close this thing down for the night and be back tomorrow. So.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. And truck stop food and Chris LeDoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up.
Guys, we've got about 7 minutes left in the show. We're going to break out of here probably a little bit early. Appreciate everybody listening into the show. You know, if you have an opportunity, give us a call tomorrow. Really want to hear from you. It's really important to make this whole thing work. You know, we need to hear from you. So 646-915-9940. Write it down. Log on tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time. You know, listen in. Watch the PBR event on Versus. We're going to talk about it, and hopefully we'll get some callers in. You know, we got a request by a young little cowboy out there in Mississippi, really wants to hear some more Sonny Ledford. So we're going to go back to playing one of their greatest for the PBR, and that's Buck, Buck, Buck. We appreciate everybody listening in today. And, you know, we'll definitely tune in tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully we'll hear from you guys. So until then, you guys ride hard and get explosive. We'll talk to you later. What?
Short go.